Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Welcome to Sri and Kira Live. I am wisdom teacher Sri Ramka.
And I am Master Lady Kira Ra, and beloved angels, welcome. And all we can say is at the very top of the show is, wow, the past 24 hours, do we have a lot to share today? Whew! And with all of you that are joining us, we bow before you. We are so grateful that you are here. This is a huge show today. It is one of those you want to just get with us and stay here. Sri, I know that we are broadcasting everywhere today. Where are people finding us?
Well, listen, hang on a second. I am just checking that it's really working.
Okay. Hey, it looks like it really is.
We're over at the official Sri and Kira YouTube channel.
Hey, guys.
And we say hello to all of you. Glad you're here. And of course, we are live at BBS Radio and Oneness Talk Radio, and you'll catch both video and audio at those places.
Yeah, so bbsradio.com, where you can also call us. Remember, your live participation is part of what brings us the greatest joy. And with BBS, you can call over there using that toll-free line, 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. If you call and it's busy, that does mean all the lines are full. Hold on to that number. The minute we would take someone off of that line, it would free that line up again. Also over here at our larger phone bank, 517-208-1500. Getting pretty full. Get in there.
Get in there. You
get
never
in
know
there.
Who
exactly. 517-208-1500. And beautiful angels, earlier today, Sri and I were called to our pyramid, and so we took a picture of it for you. So I'm just going to walk away. Sri's going to walk away a little bit, and so what you're not. It's kind of hard to describe here, but this is our what we call the seventh dimensional lookout. It's this huge meditation. We have this when you climb up to the meditation caves, there's literally meditation grottos and benches at the fifth dimension, the seventh dimension, and the ninth. We finally got this pyramid up. This is our first pyramid, and Sri and I were in there. Oh my gosh, we had to go in there today. We had to go in there before we came, and we're with you today. So much is happening, and I'm already feeling kind of like this very high pitch. So a lot of you may already be feeling that as we're gathering together today, and I think it's the pyramid. Well, I think just staring at it, it's coming back to us.
You know, we have a lot of experience with the high aspect ratio pyramids, and these were the pyramids originally brought forward by Alexander Golod in Russia, and they are so much higher frequency than the equilateral pyramids.
The Nubian pyramid?
Yeah, these are the pyramids of ascension. Now, this particular one, this is the wireframe or the pipe construction. This one is 11 feet tall, and it's just
really nice.
A nice size to go in and just be
in that
cocoon.
Yeah.
And so we're just got her up there, and we're kind of feeling it out and saying, all right, this is only going to get higher in frequency. Now, the one thing about pyramid energy is it sends a stabilizing, coherent, energetic wave out into the environment. Mm-hmm. And this is probably one of the reasons why all of us around the world are so fascinated or enjoy the pyramids.
And, you know, we were called there. We only finished this pyramid because we wanted to make sure that we were working with our Cosmic Origins group that were due here in 3 days. And so there was a reason that we had to get this up. And at the time, we thought it was because of the group. And then Sri and I, when we were there this morning, what we realized was that we had to get this up to raise and harness that seventh dimensional frequency energy, get the ascended frequency anchored again. This is the first of several pyramids we're going to be putting all over Tosa Blue Mountain. And of course, we have the Temescal as well, and that holds 20 people. But this, really, when we were there this morning, it was clear to Sri and I, and we have been busy, and we're just announcing it right now. Get your calendars out, get your pencils out, get your heart out, and make a note. This Thursday, the equinox, March 19th, at 6 p.m. Pacific time, Sri and I are gifting the world with the gathering of the lineage holders so that we can come together in this moment of perfect balance and thereby ignite restored balance through a connected timeline momentum shift. This is massive. Be there. It is our gift to you. Tell everybody you know. And if you are on our email list, you just got the email right before the show came on because it has just been consuming us all morning. We want to gift this out right now.
It's time to radiate out the energy of true harmony that will not only balance what is going the chaos around the world, but it will also invite a higher timeline to come forward. And so this is our invitation and our request that you join with us on Thursday. If you go to SriandKira.com, SriandKira.com, at
right
the
there.
Very bottom, you'll find a blue box that is the sign up. It's free. It'll put you on the newsletter list just for this event. That's
just for all. This. You're not registering for anything else. You're registering just to get the information to be there Thursday.
And then we will be sending you the login link to the webinar so that you can log in and be part of this.
And this is really important. This is one of those moments where together we are better. And so please make a note this Thursday, 6 p.m., join us. Let's just blow the socks off this thing. Let's really bring it forward because as Sri and I, you know, this was put up there Friday.
Yeah.
And our beloved, beautiful beings here at Tosa Blue Mountain that finished this, we're so excited that we've been watching it being built. They've had it down. They've been working on it. And, you know, everybody's climbing up and working on it. And we found out late Friday evening that they had gone. Well, yesterday, and this is where I want to come back to the fear and come back to the remembrance that fear in this year is actually an overarching ascension symptom. We predicted this. We talked about this. We have put this out there. We had mentioned this was coming. And with this trishul opening of March, April, May, with these three huge super full moons. And then in June, remember, we go from these three super full moons to a full moon eclipse. That's why I'm saying you've got March, April, May, and then June is coming right in. And so this is a moment where the fear is trying to go expanded. And after it was right after the show yesterday, right after our Explore the Mystery show. And if you did not see yesterday's show, please connect with that show. A lot happened during that show yesterday. But it was right after that, we actually were going down to watch The Last Mimsy. And we're going to talk more about that in a minute and all of your emails and, of course, get to these full phone lines. And Sri happened to pick up his phone and saw an emergency message from Adrienne, who is our chauffeur. He is one of our employees here.
And basically, as a precautionary measure, yesterday, the country of Ecuador decided it would close its borders.
With 24 hours notice.
And not allow incoming flights. And also no flights out either. They're just shutting down the airports.
Ecuador is closing the entire country, including their airspace, starting Tuesday morning. And of course, our cosmic orb, we had people who were showing up tonight. Actually, we had our first people arriving tonight. Everyone got turned back from the airport. So our Cosmic Origins group got moved to the June solstice. But I think what is so important, Sri, is that we only felt peace.
Yeah.
You know, we're reading and it was alarming. And, you know, down here in Latin America, it comes with big signs and lots of red and lots of glaring photos. And we're getting everybody sending us all these announcements. And we actually sat down and felt, okay, then there is another moment at hand.
And
I think what's so beautiful is everyone who is coming has had their planes rescheduled. We had been called not to book something for the solstice. Now we know why.
So it was available,
which is in our schedule a miracle too. And because we're all meant to be together, because this moment is so important, what you choose to do with it is really coming forward. And so that all happened literally, guys, as soon as we got done with you yesterday, that all went down here.
Yeah, and it's an interesting phenomenon. Mm-hmm. You know, the European zone, all the countries there close their borders, and Ecuador has very, very few cases.
28.
Of the COVID, but they felt better to close the border than to have to deal with what might happen. So that was their decision. We respect that. And here we are together. The thing is that here at Tosa Blue Mountain, what we know to be true is all is well.
We really do.
And that peace prevails. And what we would wish for all of you is to feel that inside of your hearts as well.
And breathe that in. As you're sharing that, Sri, I'm feeling, again, same as yesterday, I'm feeling a lot of throat and a lot of breath being held. Yeah. Really breathe that in. Yeah. Because what Sri and I have really received as a blessing, I mean, our whole week was planned to be with this group that was going to be here on site, is that we're being called to be more with you. And so we've been spending most of the day asking and paying attention to what can we do? What more can we do? And one of the things was why we brought you this background, that we wanted to really emanate to you the peace and the beauty, the pure blue sky I'm staring at. You know, we don't have chemtrails here because we just don't have air traffic either. And to send that energy out to you and letting you know that we're right here holding your hand. Let us be a bridge to you and you be a bridge to us, because together we are better. And this is when it was so apparent that rather than just be with 12 people on what is the first equinox in the year of perfect balance, right, in this right. 2-year window, yeah. It was to be with all of you. And so I want to just again, please put on your calendar this Thursday night, March 19th, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, USA. Let everyone you know join us. It's free. Go to shrinkhero.com, scroll to the bottom of the homepage. You're going to see my poor love right before we got on the air. He's throwing up this thing on our homepage. Yeah, we didn't even know how good it looks, but we did it because this momentum, March momentum, yeah. And what we're going to be talking about on the rest of the show today, this matters. This moment matters.
And we invite you to bring your hearts into the alignment that yeah. The highest good will be served. And that we all are called upon to take a proactive stance.
Yeah.
This does not necessarily mean to run out into the streets and shout something. What it means is to actively engage what is before us.
Right.
And we are choosing to do that by gathering together the lineage holders and through the incredible loving power of our co-creative energy to set in motion a wave.
Wow. So breathe that in, because, you know, I had put in the e-card about today's show that we're at a moment where, and I'm just going to read it exactly as it was written in right here, that the first of the three super full moons has, with every aspect of its presence, opened the greater doorway. I mean, look what has happened, guys, to visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. So, of course, the quote reality of this timeline is throwing a tantrum because it's doing everything in its power to keep you stuck. It wants you to doubt yourself. It wants you stuck in fear. It wants you angry. It wants you paranoid. It wants you looking over your shoulder. It wants you suspicious. Think of all of the energies. And so this is important to pay attention to, because by the time May comes around, remember it's March, April, May, and we're kind of carrying that trishul. By the time May comes around, by the end of May, we're going to be where we were at the very beginning of March. We're going to know something happened, something's going on, but we're also going to be far enough away from it that things don't feel quite abnormal yet. That's how it's going to be. And that's why Sri and I are absolutely committed to being in New York City May 29 through June 1. So you might want to save that date too and join us there, because we will be having a live lineage holders gathering there as well. So Sri, I really want to jump back into right now the fear energy, and also that, you know, yesterday we invited people, we gave you guys an assignment yesterday, and a lot of you took us up on it. And we're going to read some emails, but we invited you to go watch, it's an old movie, it's like from 2007, to go watch The Last Mimsy, M-I-M-Z-Y.
And Mimsy.
Mimsy. And we watched it. We finally got to it after our flurry of emails and going, okay, get this one off a plane and whatever. We finally watched it again ourselves last night. And I've got to say, guys, for me personally, keep watching it when you think it's over. You need to watch. It's literally the last 60 seconds of that movie that carries the greatest value for this moment right now. And I don't want to say what part it is, but go back and watch it again. But we got so many cool emails from people. Yeah. And we were talking about this isolation energy. And, you know, here we are now in a country that has shut its border. And Sheree and I have permanent residency, so we are able to stay. And so what's interesting is that I'm not feeling a sense of isolation because I'm not buying into the one country borders or real effect anyway. Yeah. You know, it's like you and I were actually feeling more of a sense of togetherness than I think we have had in a while.
Yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon when you realize the difference between the anchorship that you will hold.
Yeah.
And sometimes when we're feeling unsettled, it's because we haven't chosen. Where am I going to anchor? What do I claim is my reality?
Mm-hmm.
It isn't about conforming to a verifiable reality. It's about being at peace with what you choose.
Right.
Normal is a sense of peace. It isn't about checklisting, confirming, conforming, and verifying. If you feel at peace with your choice, that's normal. That's where you need to be. And so I offer you that as a measure to if you have any kind of uncertainty floating through your heads, because we need as beings to feel safe and harmonious with our environment.
Right.
And let that be so.
And if our environment is causing us fear, then again, it is a moment to pay attention. And with all my heart and soul, please go connect with the 2020 Ascension Symptoms video again. It is right on the homepage at SheeeandKira.com. There's a lot on the homepage at SheeeandKira.com right now. I encourage you to check it out, including the Lineage Holders Gathering at the very bottom. Get there. Mm-hmm. But the reason I'm mentioning this right now is that when we pay attention to fear, and know that it's an ascension symptom, then we are able to stay in our multidimensional presence. And the moment at hand is 100% an invitation. Sheree, I want to put up the energy flows. Can you put up that picture?
Yeah.
So I want to put up the visual, guys. Again, you've seen this visual before. This is the energy cycle, the energy flows for this year. Notice very, very different than they were for 2019. It's a very different moment. And so remember that 2020 is the year of mastery experience, and we are also in an awareness month. So remember that the cycle of our ascended consciousness, and I'll put this up in a minute, always goes in awareness experience choice. So if the overarching energy of the year is experience, then everything we do will have that component of energy in it. In this month of awareness and illumination and the first opening of the super full moon, you see that March, April, and May were the months that are first opening this visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. And we have the three super full moons, March, April, and May, and then June kind of like becomes, the way I want to describe it is June is very much about the ray of light coming out of the center of the trishul, and we are going to have a full moon lunar eclipse. Mm. So three super full moons in a row, then that full moon lunar eclipse, then you notice, hey, what's going on in July and August? Well, that's when we go back into more profound shift. So we're in a very interesting moment right now, and I want to throw up the cycle of ascension for a moment as well. Your cycle of ascended consciousness will always move according to awareness, experience, and choice. This is that ever-refining spiral that is constantly going on in your ascension field. Whether you know it or not, that's why living the yoga of self-ascension becomes such a blessing. Because, you know, as my beloved husband always says so well, you cannot play your way off this game board. The only way off is to lift your consciousness. And so the gift, and I really believe it is the gift that is before us in this moment right now, is that we are each being gifted with a moment to really pay attention to what's happening around us, how we're responding to it, and to pay attention in a way that we have not paid attention before. This has been a galactic, like, hey, yes. All right, if you're not going to do this, can I get you by the shoulders and say, wake the hell up? You know, that's really, forgive me, but that's really what it is.
Well, and here's the ascension symptom gift of fear.
Yeah.
When you feel the fear, and you are a human, and you will touch it.
And it's cool. Don't deny it.
When you feel it, we must become aware that we are having the experience of fear before we can make an ascension, authentic, up-level choice. If you
That's
just
the conscious choice
the
versus
conscious
the
choice.
Unconscious choice. Because choice is always being made.
Many people move into a denial of the fear, which is not a resolution of it. Yeah. It's just putting a lid on it. So if you feel it, you feel it, you look at it, you experience it, and through your awareness of it, you can decide to change the context that you're viewing it.
Yeah.
You know, things look more scary when you're a child than when you're an adult. The world, when we're up really close, that context is more forceful than when we have a little bit of an ascended view, a transcendent view. It's important that we choose what perspective is more closely aligned to my truth versus my inner child or my fear.
Wow, breathe that in. I'm feeling again, Sri. Everybody just, you know what? Together we are better, right? Breathe that in. You know, the fear is only real until you ascend through it. Please go watch the Ascension Symptoms video again. It's at YouTube, Official Sri and Kira. It's at our homepage, sriandkira.com. Remember that fear is actually one of the Ascension Symptoms. We are in a moment where you are being gifted with freedom and a power that you have not had before. And, you know, just like yesterday when Sri and I were prepared, we were receiving all of our guests here at Tosa Blue Mountain. Hey, we got our new pyramid ready. You know, we were there. And then the country shuts down. And all we felt was that immediate sense of peace and almost as if we had been given a blessing that we now have these 2 weeks free to really be with all of us, you know, that our focus is now with us all.
Yeah, we'll be productive
and so much
in other
is happening.
Ways.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And so we share this with you to invite you to try on, I meaning to up-level your perspective.
Right.
Because we are in this together. And let's give each other a hug and a smile and recognize that all reactions are valid given the state of consciousness of the being that is reacting.
So true.
And the only way to shift an authentic reaction is to shift your authentic energy. And as we use the fear to help us reaffirm our inner truth, to reaffirm the inner peace and the truth of our divine nature,
yeah.
Then actually that fear helped us become more strong, did it not? Therein is the gift.
In every single way. And I know, Sri, we have packed phone lines. We have so many emails here. Remember that you can always send us an email to guest, G-U-E-S-T, at sriandkiraradio.com. And we've had so many of these, Sri, but I thought a lot of you also, I just want to mention, are writing and thanking us for introducing you to The Last Mimsy, M-I-M-Z-Y. And I do encourage you to watch it. And it's one of those films.
Movie.
You can watch it with anybody and everybody. Your children, please do. You know, it actually, children are some of the main characters in there. But I thought what we would do is run over to the phone lines and say hello. And then we've got some of these emails sitting
sure.
here. And let's invite in you because this is a collective moment. So how are you? Let's bring you into the show.
Well,
where are we going, Sri?
Let's take a peek here.
Where are we going? We're going to, where are we going? Sonoma? Is that where you're going? All right.
Sonoma,
California. Namaste. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
We can just fine.
Wow. Kate, I got disconnected. I would love a mini soul rating, but let me just see what I'm supposed to say. Wow. Okay, I'm actually supposed to get in touch with you two about a global online community that has been in my vision for 3 years, and I really believe it is time, and everything that just happened just makes it extra time. So I just wanted to put that out there to the universe, and I'll figure out how to do that. And yeah, I finally feel like I might be on the cusp of making it to the other side of what has been a hell of a lifetime, and to finally get to move forward. And I would just love to have a mini soul reading. Mm. Thank you.
Well, Angel, thank you. First and foremost, please reach out to us. Go to shrinkcure.com, hit the contact form, and just send the email, and we'll get together. We'd love to assist with that vision, especially if you're calling it forward in this energy right now. I find that to be extra beautiful, and that you were our first caller. Your line was just kind of saying, I'm the first caller today. And so all of that I'm also sharing with you because you are radiant. You are literally at a moment where it's like everything that you've been working on, and it's interesting, as I'm sitting with you, I feel it from deep at the top of my second chakra, all right? Feel like I've got these three fingers on my second chakra, and a lot of you, if you're feeling this too, you might want to sit, I'm sitting very straight, and then I'm feeling it lifting up from my second chakra, going right here to my fifth chakra, and it has a very interesting balanced wave energy going on, but it's not imbalance. It's a balanced wave, but it's not in balance. And it's like they're saying to you, stand. It's like I want to stand up, put my arms in the air, and take in a deep breath and just let it go. And then they're saying, laugh like you've never laughed before, dance like you've never danced before, and feel the truth of who you are. You are in a birthing moment. And they're saying that all birth is beautiful. And what awaits on the other side is already created. You just need to let it come in. And that's what they want you to hear today, my love. And so many blessings. Namaste.
Thank you so much. So much gratitude to both of you and all you do and what you've done for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
And more people hear it. And it's part of the online community. So I look forward to connecting.
Us too.
Much love,
thank you. Thank you. Namaste. And I need everybody to take a breath because this is the other thing that fear does. Whenever you notice your breath, whenever you notice what's happening, remember that there is very much a virus that's going around on the planet right now. And it's a virus that is infecting your brain. It is a virus that is saying, I am going to look real. And I want to remind you of what the divine directors have been saying, that when people are afraid, they will give away their power. When people are terrified, they will give away their soul. And this is a really beautiful sharing because what it does is it reminds us all the time. You know, I had someone write me the other day who said, I'm not using the mantra of self-ascension because I'm afraid to say guide me. And that broke my heart because in the human side of me, what that was saying is I don't trust myself enough to have that energy. Yet, remember that the mantra of self-ascension, said with sincerity, love, and presence, can only activate that which is of the highest. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Is the sincerity, the love, and the presence, thereby the guide me, comes from the humble heart. And so I just want to remind all of us right now that, you know, over the past even 24 hours, we've had to be taking some things even one breath at a time. And as I'm connecting with all of you right now, it's interesting what I'm seeing in the breath. Mm-hmm. So you really want to be working with that. But the mantra of self-ascension is so easy and so valuable. It's non-dogmatic. It has no alignment. It is a neutral energy field opener. It ignites the ascended presence in neutrality, which is why you know it's the ascended presence. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. Not, I want to be here. I'd really consider being open. Maybe I'm ready. What do you think? And maybe I shouldn't ask, right? No, it's, I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And, you know, I always wear a lot of malas, right? Anytime I'm at a moment where I feel a loss, I just grab a mala. I am here. And this one with the Shiva eyes works really great. You know, I am here. I am ready. I'm open. Guide me. I'm really trying to establish that inner resonance that keeps us in that fifth dimension. Mm-hmm. Because as you've said so well, you cannot play your way off the game board. It's all about the consciousness frequency, and it's going to be all about being in that fifth dimensional presence.
The fifth dimension is the gateway, not the destination.
Yes.
And for when you're not there yet, then it isn't kind of like the destination.
It's like the neutral zone.
But what you will discover is, oh, it's a place of clarity and rest and love and support. This dimensional energy is really when the His Holiness the Dalai Lama says, "My religion is kindness."
Right.
Is the energy of compassion to all beings. It is a place where we can sincerely say, "I get it. Everyone's doing the best they know how."
Yeah.
Given their state of consciousness. When we're in that energy, then we can apply the same unconditional acceptance to ourselves and say, "I've done the best I've known how."
Exactly.
And now you're at a launch pad, because with clarity can come clear action.
And it doesn't mean that we're living in a Pollyanna universe. That's why I wanted you to really listen to yesterday's show. Remember that we all have these protoplasmic jumpsuits. We are, those of us that are communicating in this way, we are carrying a third dimensional form. However, we are at a new time where we can refine, we can consciously bind with our physical form through the yoga of self-ascension, uplift our frequency to where we can sustain a higher vibration than has ever been available before. That's partly why the virus is here. You're navigating new territory. There is not an antibiotic for the level or the raising of ascended consciousness. However, remember that you don't want to be foolish with that experience either. If you are carrying a body, then be practical as well. Because when the body knows that you are responsible for it, that you are loving it enough to take care of it, then the body relaxes enough so that your ascended presence can exceed and expand beyond that which is trying to limit you. The fear is the virus. Fear is the virus. And the virus of density is igniting the fear to move into terror, whereby instead of just giving away your mind, you will give away your literal soul because you want to feel safe. This is pulling everyone back down into root chakra energy. And this is why you're also seeing the rise in greed. You're seeing the rise in ridiculous amounts of wealth and in incredible inequity, because it's root chakra. Root chakra is all about me only. And do we have a Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening available, Sri, here
sure
or not? I don't think we do. No. But in the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening, As we expand our consciousness on the planet, we are all born into density consciousness, and then sometimes we sit there.
Yeah.
And so density consciousness is very much me, mine, I have tunnel vision. How does it affect me? It's literally the chorus of me, me, me. And that's what you're seeing with this energy, with this isolation, with this separation. This is very much trying to pull us all the way back down into our root chakra, at a moment where the universe has opened the gateway to the ninth dimension. Do you see the polarity? Do you feel that? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like these two energies, and that's why you want to feel your spine align. You want to feel yourself rising up, because that energy is just as strong as the energy that wants you to stay in your first chakra. You are making these choices constantly. That's what the spiral is about. And you know, Sri, that's part of why this is the moment for all of us to do this time. You know, remember, we're all going to shift through this time again Thursday night.
Yeah.
So join us. It's our gift to you. Just be there.
Yeah, it'll be a powerful evening.
March 19.
There'll be some sharing of some teaching and a guided experience that will help us coordinate our energy mm-hmm. and our positivity. So, can't wait for that. That's great.
How about you want to go to Sweden?
Let's go to Sweden.
We're going to go to Sweden. We have a very full call board. We'll try to get to as many of you as we can. Namaste, Sweden. Welcome to the show.
Hello. I'm just putting my daughter to bed. It's Linda.
Hi, sweetheart. Namaste. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
I feel that so much I've changed. I feel, you hear me okay?
You know, we're having a hard time. It keeps breaking up, and it looks like we lost it. So we'll come back to you in a little bit, honey. But we love you. It was such a gift to touch in with you. All right, Sree, where are we going next?
Well, we were foreign. Should we try Thailand?
Well, let's go to Thailand, and then we'll go over the 800 number as well. All right. Hey, Thailand, namaste.
Namaste, beloved Sree and Kira. Thailand is in Portugal, and Portugal has moved to Germany.
Hey, we are connecting the world today. So how are things in your world? Yeah.
We were meant to go to the Dolomites in Italy, like every year. 3 days before they closed down, guidance said to go to the Zugspitze Glacier. So we're on a glacier.
Beautiful.
And today the glacier has closed down their whole ski area. Again, guidance said go back to Thailand 2 weeks early.
Yay.
And so the unchangeable ticket was changed. And in 88 hours, right before the equinox, all things being equal, I will land in Thailand with Sam.
Wow.
I'd love to have a mini reading. This is a time like no other. May we live in interesting times, yes?
This is, you know, we just sent out the e-card for the equinox gathering. And, you know, this is that moment where we have all been invited to this amazing dinner of this gathering of the Ascended Masters. All we have to do is wake up and say yes to the invitation. This is the moment we knew was coming. This and it's happening in real time. And yes, yes, yes. You know, I will share that this morning I actually had you in my consciousness and was sending this message to you of you need to be back in Thailand. Not because of what's happening where you are, because of who you are. Because all beings that are carrying this anchored energy right now will be wherever you're going to be. And it's going to keep, remember, the 24th is the watch date. So this week, this is that week. And this is also the opportunity this week where balance can be restored. That's why Sree and I are so clear that our event was canceled by close of country, so that we could free ourselves up to be with all of us. And so you are heading back to be where you must be for the 24th and where you must be, they're saying, to gather the remaining energies that are folding around you. It's like I see you, and the way they're showing this to me is that you're sitting in what looks to me to be almost like a space capsule, and you're sitting in it, and it's like it's building these walls around you, and the walls are all of the mastered energies that you have done in this lifetime. And going back to Thailand kind of like brings the doors closed, and my whole crown is igniting right now. And it's like it opens up. You're in the seat and you're not having to drive. You look up and it's like you dissolve into that which is ready to take you to the next level. Wow. And I'm losing my breath.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you for bringing that to all of us. And I am grateful.
I say yes to you, and I only have one thing to say. I'm going to be transit in Bangkok for the first 50 minutes of Lineage Holders before I get on the plane to Chiang Mai. Mm. Love you both.
And we love you.
Many, many blessings.
Many blessings, honey. Namaste. Well, and guys, I got to say, I'm feeling a lot of lung energy. So this is another thing. Fear hides out as grief. Grief hides out in our lungs. And so I'm inviting all of you right now, whether you're feeling this energy in your lungs or not, let's offer just a beautiful connection of lung energy for everyone that we're connecting with right now. And Sree, why don't we go over to the 800 number?
Absolutely.
All
let's
right.
go to the BBS call board, and
all
we'll
right.
say hi to Dina from Michigan.
Namaste, Dina. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
Hi. You're welcome. Welcome, honey.
So I was just kind of in a flux in my life, kind of torn between family type stuff and doing what I really want to do. So I'm just confused and was hoping maybe you could give me a little guidance.
Well, first and foremost, thank you for calling. And I want to share with you that as I'm connecting with you, I'm feeling like a... how do I describe this? It, like there's like this stuffing in your neck. It's not that your neck is full or closed. It's not like there's a cork, but there's like this stuffing. So it makes everything just a little harder. You know, it's like there's the, I want to, but oh, I wish it was easier. And then there's the, boy, that would be great, but I'm too tired. Or, well, I'd love to balance that, but how am I going to do that? There's like this swimming seesaw energy going on, and it's very much in your fifth chakra, but it's also really in your third. And so what they're wanting you to hear right now is that within your third chakra is an extraordinarily strong, beautiful, it's like a crystal of creation. And I'm watching it, and it is amazing. And it's in there, and yet over it is this layer of energy that has guilt on it. And they're saying that when you release what you feel is guilt and understand how to integrate that which you think is separate, the answer will reveal itself as if you have opened the door to a new world. And that is what they would like you to hear today. And thank you for sharing and being with us, my angel. Namaste.
Thank you. Could I ask you a question about that?
Hopefully. I usually don't remember. Go for it.
Well, oh, okay. Well, then I won't bother you with that. I think I get it. I'm thinking I need to release the guilt of my family that I feel.
Here's what I will share with you. If they asked you to release something and this is what you're thinking, then go with that. It's always the very first thing that comes up that we're questioning that is exactly what they're inviting us to look at. So, yes, I would say honor that. And listen to this again. Listen to the report again. No, thank you. Thank you for being my love. Namaste. Many blessings. Yeah. Whew.
Well, here we are.
Here we are indeed. Wow. Is it the pyramid? You guys are carrying some extraordinary energy today. And remember, this week is going to be very much like this. This is a big, big week. Remember, the energy is peaking right now. Drama, chaos, fear, confusion, all of that is going to go out of its way. Remember that the linear timeline is throwing a tantrum, which is why on the perfect moment of the equinox in the year of perfect balance, the hashtag lineage holders are having an emergency gathering, and we are getting together, and we are going to go into the internal workings of this timeline together Thursday night. And so make a note, be there, SriKira.com, go register to get the link.
Yeah.
All right, Sri, where are we going now?
Well, how about we
go to Alberta, Canada? I hear they might be closing too. Hey, right. Canada, namaste.
Hello?
Hi, namaste.
Namaste, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. We were noticing your Canada, and a dear friend of ours, her mom was here in Ecuador, and she wanted to go home to Canada, and they got her out last night on the last flight, last seat.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Eager to be in Canada.
Some crazy synchronicities. Some experiences that seem they've been like written into the fabric of the universe. I was just wondering if there's any guidance you can provide around these situations.
Well, first of all, thank you for asking, and thank you for being available, you know, and the energy that I'm feeling through you right now, I keep hearing the word, and it's interesting. I want you to hear that it's coming right in on the right side of this. So if I was right in the center of my chest, it's right to the right of that. And it's, wow, it tries to take my breath away as I'm sharing this with you, by the way. And so what I'm hearing clearly is that you are in a moment of divine initiation, and that everything is going to keep up leveling, and that what is most important for you is to begin really, they're saying, resolve this within the energy field of which it is creating, and to really pay attention to the breath and really pay attention to what you're allowing in. You're like this beautiful, tender butterfly that just came out, and it's like your wings are still, they're amazing and they're strong and they're gorgeous, but you're still learning how to really go the distance. And so thank you for bringing that in for all of us, and for bringing that forward. I'm very, very grateful. Thank you. Wow. I think we all need to feel that, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. Woo! Each person is reflecting a power and a necessary clearing.
Yeah. Well, how about let's jump over to New York?
All righty. We're heading here.
Here we are heading there. Hey, New York. Namaste.
Oh, wow.
Hi.
Hi. Namaste. How are you guys?
We are delighted to be with you, Angel.
Oh, I'm so glad. Wow, this is crazy. This is my second time calling you guys ever, and I got through.
Woohoo, right on. Congratulations.
This is great.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I have a question, but I also would love a soul meeting, a mini soul meeting.
Of course.
So my question is, one of my questions is, I have recently have purchased what you call tuning fork, I believe. It was the clear tuning fork.
Okay.
So I was wondering, is there any guidance or how to use it
let me just be clear, you bought one of the A tuners that I created, the crystal one from us?
Yes.
Okay, then you should. Okay, so I just want to share, you should have received a whole PDF that has all of the different ways to use it on it. So please send an email to support, SUPPORT, at selfascension, selfascension.com, and say, hey, Sue, I need my PDF. And then there is also a short video that I am finally finished editing that will be going out this week to everyone. And I'm sure you're already on that list as well. But yes, yes, yes. And thank you for asking. And thank you for sharing, because that explains why I kept seeing your cosmic prime meridians. Because as I'm talking to you, as you're sharing with me right now, you appear very regal. You're very, very tall. And you're wearing like not like a shawl. It's almost like it's your hair. Like it would be almost like my hair, only it's very much like a crystalline energy. But your prime meridians are fully illuminated. And it's almost like they are your headpiece. And so this is why you were called to do this and to be with this. And please help others get attuned. What they're saying is that you are at a moment of redefining who you are through the first glimpses of the remembrance at the depth of knowing that you have always seen, always heard, and never could confirm. And it makes me want to cry because it's such a special moment in your life. And I am so proud of you and so grateful to meet you. And I hope I get to meet you when we're in New York City. And just know that you're on track, and you are, it's right here. How you move forward. I want you to keep breathing. I'm losing my breath. Wait a minute, I can't even breathe. And so as you're breathing, as you're feeling, they're saying, hold this presence. And so I'm literally staring into the camera right now, and they are telling me that I am staring straight into the energy. See my hair as this crystalline, scarf. And my crystalline prime meridians are open. And they're saying that to each and all, it is time to know. And may you know evermore. And so it is.
Many blessings to you.
Wow. Many blessings to you guys. I love you both. And much, much love to you and everyone listening to this call.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for that initiation for all of us. I strongly feel that was for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, are you all feeling that? Do we don't have the cosmic prime meridian graphic, do we? Just for those who might not know what that is. It's not in this one. We have things in so many other ones. But for those of you that may not know, the cosmic prime meridians are literally, we have two prime meridians that connect us into our cosmic consciousness. And of course, this is part of the alchemy of self-ascension and understanding that. Sri and I are actually going to be doing a free lecture on that in New York City at the end of May. Or you can go to our website and learn more about the cosmic prime meridians. And we are going to be putting out more about this shortly. But they open and hold the star consciousness. And again, if you want to know about star consciousness, go to YouTube, Official Shereen Kira, and look at the star consciousness, star practice. Learn that video. You'd probably have to search it. Wow. How are you feeling?
I'm a little bit altered.
Yeah, I think we're all a little altered.
This spaciousness and, all around.
And that's the key is that when we come together right now, where has your consciousness been even the past 10 minutes? Mm-hmm. See, this is the key to notice that we can stay in the compassionate arms of that fifth dimensional gateway. And that way we are ignited to then be the witnesser of the witness. We can be in our multidimensional experience. That is the gift we're being given. And you know, if the whole planet theoretically says we're taking a 2-week timeout, maybe this tantrum needs a timeout. Maybe this illusionary tantrum, maybe the best thing that can happen is you go to your room and you go to your room and you go to your room and we'll meet at dinner, all right? And meanwhile, I'm going to go start cooking. And so that's kind of where we're at right now. And again, I just want to share before we invite our next beautiful caller in, please, please join us this Thursday on the Equinox, March 19th, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, USA. Go to shereenkira.com. You'll have to scroll to the bottom of the homepage, but get on the list to get the information. It will only be to send you the dial information. You are not registering for anything else. Please tell everyone you know. Let's bring ourselves together. We are better. And this is the first moment of balance. It's a rich opportunity. First moment of balance, first equinox, in the year of perfect balance, in a month of momentum, 5 days before the watch date. That's the magic number, isn't it? Five is eternal life. Five is the living Ankh. Five is the number of Shiva. And so there is so much going on with this equinox that Shri and I know with all of our hearts that everything is in divine order. And you are already on that, or you wouldn't be connecting with this show. So I just want to offer that moment of acknowledgement and say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I think, Shri, we should also mention that we had indicated in our e-card we would be doing a journey today, and that's what's going to happen Thursday night. The journey needs to be a lot longer. We need to go through several different stages of preparation and multidimensional transiting so that we can get and do the timeline slide together. So remember, we're going to get together Thursday night. We're going to slide our timelines. And so that's why we're not going to do the journey today. But that means we get to say hi to somebody else. Shri, where are we going to go?
Well, here we are. Let's take a peek here and perhaps go to Maryland.
Maryland. All right. Namaste, Maryland. Welcome.
Hey.
Hey,
it's Megan, and I was wondering if you would offer me a mini soul reading.
Oh, of course I would. Hey, Megan, check out the pyramid. If you're watching this on video, insert you here. and that's actually part of what, honey?
I didn't even expect to get on. I was like, oh my gosh.
Well, we're sneaking you on. Yeah, well, and you're like the last. I mean, we've got a whole call board, but again, you know, we go by these ones that light up. So, hey, the reason I said insert yourself here to this pyramid, everything around you is saying stop. They're saying remember who you are. Remember when you have felt the best. Go back to the moment where you absolutely knew the truth of who you are. And as you call that in, expand it outward. And they're saying that your eyes are now getting ready to see that which you have not seen before. Your ears will hear that which you could not hear before. And your breath will receive the upliftment that has been waiting for you to say yes to. And so it is, my love. Many blessings.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, my love. We love you, honey. Namaste.
Namaste.
And I think we all just need to take in a deep breath and remember that there is only one virus on the planet right now, and it is the virus of fear. And we let that one in voluntarily. And so when we are able to remember and recognize that fear is actually an ascension symptom for this year, please go watch that video again, shereenkira.com, the 2020 ascension symptoms. When we can recognize that and own that, then this moment no longer has a grip on us. We are no longer terrified, so our soul ignites. We are no longer afraid, so our brain rests. And we remember who we are through the compassion we weave around our life. And that That's how we stay in the fifth dimension and begin to become the presence.
Wow. I just enjoyed hearing that. And I want to just take a breath and guide us all to breathe in. There is a lot that is shared on this show. And we share wisdom, we share energies, we co-create this weaving together. And sometimes we just need to bathe or bask in the frequency in order to truly integrate it, to claim it. Because we are healthy beings. And we are all choosing what we believe to be best for us and for our community. And as we continue to surrender the need to control and instead trust the universe and claim that which is ours to claim, that can be done from the energy of surrender, which is what this energy of claiming, of creating, is what we will be basking in for a much longer period of time on Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific. So do get to sriakira.com, sign up down that little bright blue box at the bottom of the page so that you get notified how to log in and join the community on that date. And until then, breathe and bask in the truth of your authentic nature. Yes, every breath is an opportunity, and every opportunity is an up-level. Every time we breathe with consciousness, we align more closely to the truth of our essence. Oh, it's such a sweet time that we're in.
It's the best. It is. And hey, be sure to make a note. Also join me Tuesday night on Soul Mirrors. Hey, yeah. What is your life reflecting? A very special 5G episode. How does the 5G tune into the 5D? Is this part of what's going on? Is there a way that this is affecting the virus? We have answers to all those questions and more. Very special guest stars on the show. This Tuesday, please join me as well on Soul Mirrors, 6 p.m. Pacific time.
So, beloved ones, as we come to a close today, may you breathe consciously. May you remember and trust that all is truly well.
Namaste. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.